Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna Pranama Jugalo Kishor Jivane Marone Goti Aro Nahi Jivane marone joti har nahi Radha Krishna prana jugalo kishor Hare Krishna. So this song is the essence of our objective and purpose. Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugalo Kishor. How many of you know the meaning of this song? Raise your hand. Okay. Radha Krishna Pran Mor. Radha and Krishna are my life and soul. In my life or in my death, jivane morone goti ar nahi mor. In my life or in my death, I do not have any other way open to me. That means my life is only projected onto Radha Krishna. Jivane morone goti ar nahi mor. Kalindiro kule keli kadambero bon ratano bediro pore basabo dujon. Kalindiro kule, Kalindi is Jamuna, kule is in the bank. On the bank of Jamuna, Kadambero Bone, in the forest of Kadamba flower, I will place this couple, Boshabo Dujani. Then Shyamo Gauri Ange Divo Chandanero Gandho. This is how Narottam Das Thakur is expressing his desire to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna. I'll make Radha Krishna sit on a Ratana Bedi, jewel studded Bedi, altar. I will place them. And then in Shyama Gauri, Krishna's form is Shyam and Radha's form is Gauri. In those Shyam form and Gauri form, dark form and fair form, I will apply the chandan sandalwood paste with beautiful fragrance. Chandan paste has beautiful fragrance. And when I'll be able to whisk the chamara fan, Heriva Mukho Chandra, looking at their moon-like face. Gathiya Malotir Mala Dibo Duhar Gali. Making a garland of Malati flower, I'll offer on the neck of those two personalities, Dibo Duhar Gali. And Adhare Tuliya Dibo Korpuro Tambule. And in their lips, I will offer, in the mouth, I'll offer the Adhare Tuliya Dibo Korpuro Tambule. The tambul, betel nut, mixed with Karpur camphor, I'll offer them to chew. Lolita Bishakha Adi Jato Shukhi Brindo Aggay Koribo Seva Charanaro Bindo. Taking the permission of Lolita Devi, Vishakha Devi and all the other Sakhis of Srimati Radharani, I will be able to serve the lotus feet of that personality, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhur Dasher Anudash. I am, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, I am the humble servant of the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Seva Obhilasho Kare Narottam Das. Narottam Das desires to render service to Radha Krishna. Doesn't it give us a very wonderful glimpse of how to render service? So that's why these bhajans are actually very important. Because our acharyas are expressing their innermost feelings in this way. Narottam Das Thakur is such an exalted devotee. He was the son of a king. There's a place in Bangladesh now called Kheturi, and he was the prince of that place. And he left everything and became a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Went to Vrindavan and he was instructed by Srila Jiva Goswami. And he took initiation from Srila Lokanath Goswami. Then he came back to Bengal And he preached very extensively. There are so many wonderful anecdotes of his preaching. And he is a great poet and a singer. He developed a type of singing kirtan called Gadanhati. Gadanhati. There were three friends, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu. They three all were very great singers, and they developed three styles of singing kirtan. These styles of kirtan are actually based on classical singing. Classical music, meaning based on pure Shastric instructions of music based on various ragas. And the one that Narottam Das Thakur developed is called Gadanhati, which the name actually came from Gadir Hat. Gad means castle. So he was a prince, so they had the castle, God. And by the castle there must have been a marketplace which was famous as Gadir Hat. So Gadanhati style. And Srinivas Acharya developed a style called Manohar Shahi. So this is how these devotees served. And they expressed their heart's feelings, most profound heart's feelings through their music, through their poetry. And they used to sing. And that is how they used to preach. Through their music, they used to present Krishna consciousness. All our acharyas were actually great singers. Our whole movement is based on singing, Sankirtan movement, singing and dancing. And it's so nice to see when the devotees dance. Nowhere do you find people dancing in this way. It's a freestyle expression of their ecstasy. People, when they become happy, they dance. Generally, nowadays, people dance, but in order to dance, they first have to get drunk. Before they dance, they drink. And then they dance. So that dance is not an expression of the happiness. This is the real ecstatic expression. Last night it was so wonderful. All of you are dancing so nicely, completely losing yourselves. And I was thinking, after all, no matter how much I am reacting, you all are happy. As I mentioned this morning, I'm sorry I couldn't continue the class because I was feeling very, very tired. I was already very tired, as Abhaycharan was describing yesterday, my last 5 days. And I also mentioned 3 days prior to that how it was. And then I couldn't sleep the whole night. And so I was actually very exhausted. Anyway, this is a body's matter. Generally, while giving class, I do not feel tired. But this time I don't know what happened. Okay, let's go back to Krishna's transcendental pastimes. This morning I mentioned about Krishna stealing butter, right? Did you like that story? Like that, I want a story, and I'll say incident. It is, stories are man-made, imaginary description of things or happening. But these are not imaginary, they are real. And so Krishna was stealing butter, and the gopi came and complained. What is the name of that gopi? I forgot. Oh, okay, thank you for reminding me. So Prabhavati Devi complained to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda couldn't understand why she was complaining like that, because she was, Krishna was always with her, like she was doing her daily chores and she saw Krishna was there. So how could it be possible that Krishna did all that she's complaining about? Now, can Krishna make himself into two forms? So that is what bewildered them, both of them. Then again, Prabhavati caught Krishna, brought him to Mother Yashoda. But then again, something strange happened. Krishna became her son. Can Krishna do that? Yes. Then again, Krishna became Krishna. And then Krishna warned her, if you ever catch me and take me to my mother, this time at least I have become your son. If you do that again, I'll become your husband. And imagine how embarrassing it will be for you. So this is how Krishna is performing his pastimes and drowning his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy, pool of ecstasy. So Mother Yashoda started to think, why Krishna is, why they are complaining about Krishna like that? Like one, two, three persons may be mistaken or do something, but so many people are coming and complaining about Krishna, about stealing. Krishna is not stealing butter from just one house. Krishna had been stealing butters from many houses, and many of them came and complained to Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda started to think whether Krishna doesn't like the butter that she makes. The butter in the other houses are more relishable. So she thought that maybe my butter is not tasty enough. So she decided to make some butter from the best possible butter in the world. She selected the best cows and she collected the milk from those cows. Yeah, she selected the best cows, fed the cows with the best grass, and collected the milk from that cow, and she thought of making butter. And she was making butter from that one lot. She was churning the butter from those cows. Another lot she was cooking in the fire. And at that time Krishna came. Little Krishna. And she came while Mother Yashoda was churning the yogurt into butter. So Krishna came and to her mother and just put his arms around her mother, his mother's legs. So Mother Yashoda also became filled with affection seeing the little child. So she stopped churning and she put Krishna on her lap and she offered her breast milk to Krishna. She could understand Krishna came to drink her breast milk. So Krishna was drinking very happily. But then all of a sudden Mother Yashoda remembered that the milk is on the fire. And she was worried that now the milk will spill over. So she just took Krishna, put him on the ground, and she ran to take care of the milk. Krishna was shocked with the change of event. He was so happily drinking his mother's milk. And then all of a sudden, look the way his mother behaved. Just dropped him and went. And he was thinking that, what's the big deal about that milk? You're boiling that milk to make butter for milk, me only. So being insulted, being heartbroken in this way, Krishna cried for a while. Look how my mother behaved with me. And then Krishna became angry. Is this the way to behave with me? Is this the way to treat me? And this butter, this thing, let them all go to hell. Who cares about that? So he picked up a stone and smashed the churning pot. It was a big milk pot, big pot, clay pot. And they churned the thing, butter from there. It broke and all the butter and buttermilk just flooded the floor. So then Krishna went to the next room. This time he was alone. He could not get his friends to climb on. So he got the mortar that for pounding, for pulverizing grains and spices. So he took that and he placed it and he climbed on top of that and he was lowering the butter pot. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda, after taking care of the milk, she came back to the room and she saw that the clay pot with the butter and with the yogurt and butter that she was churning was broken and flooded the whole floor, and she realized it must be that little son of mine. So she felt that this boy have to be chastised. If he is not disciplined, if he is not chastised and taught, he will become totally uncontrollable. So she picked up a stick. And she went out in search of Krishna. And she went to the next room and she found that Krishna is just about to steal, just about to take that pot of butter. Yashodabhi alukhalad dhavamanam. Seeing that Mother Yashoda coming, alukhalad, from the mortar, Krishna dhabamanam. He jumped down and he ran. And Mother Yashoda also ran after him with a stick in her hand. And after some time she caught Krishna. And seeing the stick in his mother's hand, Krishna was afraid. And he started to cry. Rudantam muhur netram jugmam rijantam. Rudantam, he started to cry. Making that breathing, quick breathing, like hiccups. Rudantam muhur netram jugmam rijantam. Karambhoj Jugmena Satanka Netram. And with his eyes, with his hands, with the back of his hands, he started to wipe the tears from his eyes. Karambhoj Jugmena Satanka Netram. And with the frightened eyes, he was looking at his mother. Satanka Netram. So this is how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is performing his pastimes. Jad Vibheti Swayam Bhayam, the personality whom even fear personified is afraid of, that personality is now afraid of Mother Yashoda. So this is how Krishna reacts to his devotees. And Mother Yashoda also thought, oh, he is afraid seeing the stick. So she dropped the stick. But she felt that he should be disciplined, he should be corrected. Like any mother, when the child becomes naughty, the mother corrects the child, chastising, sometimes even beating up. So Mother Yashoda is treating Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that way. And one of our acharyas is describing what a good fortune Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda had. They got their son, they got Krishna just like their own son. Krishna drank Mother Yashoda's milk. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, like a baby drinking the milk of Mother Yashoda. Nanda Maharaj, on his courtyard, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is playing just like a little child. And Mother Yashoda is treating him just like her own child and chastising him. And the question is, what kind of pious activities that they have performed that they receive such good fortune? The secret of that good fortune is their unalloyed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is responding to their love and behaving like a little child. So Mother Yashoda thought that he must be corrected. Although I am not going to show him the stick, but at least some sort of correction should be there. So she decided to, okay, you have been so naughty, I will tie you up. And this udukhal that you used to climb up, I'll use this udukhal to tie you up. So she got some rope, tied it around Krishna's waist, in order to tie him in the mortar. But it was only two fingers too short. She got more weight, ropes, more, and each time it's just little too short. It won't go around his belly to tie the knot. She just kept on, she was desperate. What's happening? I must do it. There are so many ropes. With some rope I must be. Now this rope may be small. And she was trying to tie Krishna with the ropes, but all the ropes were 2 inches, 2 fingers too short. And so she was sweating out of exhaustion. Then finally Krishna felt, okay, let me relieve my mother from this endeavor. So he allowed her to tie him up. Bhakti Baddham. How did Mother Yashoda tie Krishna? She didn't tie him with a rope. She tied him with bhakti, with devotion. And she tied him up to the mortar. She went inside to do her daily chores, and then In the meantime, Krishna just stood there for a little while, tied up. Okay, what to do? My mother tied me up. But he didn't like that, standing there just like that. He is, like other children, he is very, very chanchal. Active, let's say. He likes to become active. So he started to pull the thing. And the mortar fell on the ground. So he invented a game of pulling the mortar. So he started to drag the mortar tied to his belly and he started to go around the courtyard. That became his game. It's going, just like children play. Whatever they get, they try to make it into a game. And so Krishna did that. And in the courtyard, there were two huge Arjun trees. Twin Arjuns, Jamala Arjun trees. So Krishna thought, okay, now let me go between those trees. So he went through the trees, but the mortar got stuck. So Krishna started to pull, and as he pulled, the mortar tied to his belly, those two trees just fell with a thundering sound. Mother Yashoda came out, hearing the sound. Everyone there came out, hearing the sound. They were very worried, what has happened. And then when they came out and into the courtyard, they saw these huge trees that were standing there for so many hundreds of years is uprooted. Although there was no wind, there was no storm, they started to wonder what happened. And Mother Yashoda's immediate anxiety was, what happened to the child? The tree fell. Did the child get crushed by the falling of the tree? But to her great relief, she found that the child was safe in the middle of those three trees. There were some boys playing there, also watching Krishna and encouraging Krishna when Krishna was just doing all that, you know, clapping, Krishna, Krishna. Like, go faster, go faster. And that's a real nice game, Krishna, that you devised. Someday we'll also do that. We'll, with this thing tied up to our waist, we'll also run through these two trees. Oh my God, what happened? The tree fell, both the trees fell. So when they describe that, what actually happened, that Krishna went through those trees and the mortar got stuck, and as Krishna pulled, the trees fell. Some started to wonder, how is it possible? Just this little boy, and with the mortar he pulled it and the tree fell. And some thought, Krishna is so wonderful, anything is possible by him. So this is how Krishna performed this Damodar Leela. Then the boys also told another amazing thing. You know, when this tree fell, two very brilliant personalities came out. And they, with folded hands, they were telling something to Krishna in a language that we couldn't understand what they were talking. And they just described, said something to Krishna. And wow, they went up and disappeared. Some started to wonder, these little boys have become so expert in fabricating such amazing stories. Where did they learn to make the stories like that? And some thought that maybe it is true what they are saying. And actually what happened? those two trees were two sons of Kuvera, Nalakuver and Manigreve. These two sons of Kuvera were cursed by Narad Muni. These two sons of Kuvera. Who is Kuvera? Kuvera is the treasurer of the demigods. Treasurer means he keeps all the treasure of the demigods. So you can well imagine how opulent he was. And his sons must have been so much exposed to such inconceivable enjoyment. Like two sons of extremely rich person. And just as often rich people's sons become spoilt, these two sons of Kuvera got spoilt. So one day, with many, many apsaras, they went to Alakananda, the Ganga in the celestial planet, heavenly planet. She is flowing, Ganga is flowing there as the river Alakananda. And on the bank of the Alakananda, they were enjoying with these girls, drinking, and then they wanted to have some water sport. So they all went into the water, totally naked. And at that time, Narad Muni happened to just pass by. And seeing Narad Muni, all the apsaras, the girls, they just came out of the water and covered themselves. But Nalakuvera and Manigreve, two sons of Kuvera, they were so drunk. They didn't have any awareness of what was happening. That Narad Muni was there, and they thought, who is this person came to spoil our sport? And so they just kept on standing there shamelessly in front of Narad Muni. So Narad Muni just cursed him. You all are not fit to live in heavenly planet. Your behavior is so abominable. So go to the earth planet. And since you are so fond of becoming naked and standing naked, stand there naked for hundreds of years. Stand there naked. Like two trees. Trees are standing there naked, no consciousness, no shame. And they're standing there in that way through the winter, summer, rains, and all such difficult situation. So that is how Nalakuver and Manigreve were cursed by Narad Muni to become two trees. So when they heard that, they came back to their senses. Oh, Krishna. No, they didn't remember Krishna at that time. Then they would have been relieved from their curse. So they just came to their senses. They fell at Narad Muni's feet and begged him, please forgive us, please forgive us. We know we made a terrible mistake. We promise that we'll never do that. Then Narad Muni said, look, the words that has gone out of my mouth is bound to become a reality. It cannot be retracted. So you'll have to be born as trees. But when Krishna will come, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, then you'll be delivered by him. So that is why Nalakuver and Manigreva, like two trees, took birth and appeared in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And they became delivered in this way by Krishna. কুবেরাত্ম যৌবদ্ধ মূর্তৈব যদ্বত তয়ামোচিত ভক্তি ভাজৌ কৃত চ তথা প্রেম ভক্তিং সকাং মে প্রযচ্ছ নমক্ষে গ্রহ মেস্তি দামোদরেহ। Just the way you delivered two sons of Kuvera, Nalukuvera and Manigrive, please deliver me also in that way. Please offer me the loving devotion that you offered to them, to me. Another beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan is Govardhan Leela. Every year, the Gopas, the cowherd people, used to have Indra Puja. They used to worship Indra. And so that morning, they were arranging all the arrangements to worship Indra. And seeing everyone so busy, Krishna asked his father, "Father, what's happening? Why are you all so busy today?" Nanda Maharaj was so busy at first he didn't want to answer. Like that's what happens, like when we become so busy, we don't want to listen to what others have to say. Just like we say, when you're too busy, "Please excuse me, I'm too busy now. I'll deal with you later on." So Nanda Maharaj's attitude was like that. "I'm so busy now, this boy is asking these questions." But Krishna insisted. So Nanda Maharaj was actually worried that once this boy asks a question, and even if we answer him, then he'll come back with hundreds of counter questions. So Nanda Maharaj tried to tell Krishna, "Today I'm very busy, please. Not now, I'll speak to you later on." But Krishna insisted, "Father, if you don't tell me why you are doing it, then I will remain in ignorance. So, in order to eliminate my ignorance, please tell me what's happening." So Nanda Maharaj said, "Sweet, today we all are very busy making arrangements to worship Indra." "Father, why do you worship Indra?" Nanda Maharaj said, "Now it started." "I thought as well there will be thousands of questions after this." But still Nanda Maharaj said, "Because, you see Krishna, we are cowherd people. We tend the cows and we cultivate the land. And for that, cows need grass and we need to harvest, and for that we need rain. And Indra is the controller of rain. Therefore, we are worshipping Indra." "Father, does Indra give rain because you worship him?" "Yes." "Well, nobody worships Indra in the middle of the ocean. And there is no need for the water also in the ocean. Then why does it rain in the middle of the ocean?" Nanda Maharaj is stuck. That even though there is no worship of Indra, and even where there is no need for water, still the rain drops there. So then Nanda Maharaj said, "You see Krishna, we worship because it's our culture, it's our tradition, it's our custom. Father, is this custom Vaidiki or Laukiki? Meaning, is this custom coming from the Vedic instructions or is coming from just some local practice. So Nanda Maharaj now got stuck. Couldn't remember any instruction from the Vedas that he's telling. And he felt, after all, I am not so learned. So anyway, Krishna, we are doing it because it's traditionally going on. My father did it, his father did it, his father did it. Because it is our custom. But father, if it's a Lokiki custom, it's not very important. Had it been a Vedic custom, then of course we could have considered. So there is no need to follow that. Actually, father, it's not because of Indra giving rain that you are able to cultivate your land and take care of the cows. Actually, all the cows are being maintained. We are Gopal, we are Gopas, and our business is to maintain the cows, but it's all happening because of Govardhan. Father, look at the name, Govardhan. That causes the cows to multiply. So our business is to have cows and the cows' milk and milk product, and that is our business. So let's go and worship Govardhan. So Nanda Maharaj said, yeah, that's right. Makes sense. Govardhan. And actually, our cowherd boys are tending the cows on the hills, mountain of Govardhan and the valley of Govardhan. And Govardhan is providing so much for us. The rivers, the fountains from Govardhan is supplying all the water. And so she said, Nanda Maharaj said, okay. And Nanda Maharaj called all the elderly persons and said, see, Krishna said that we should actually worship Govardhan because we are cowherd people. And by worshipping Govardhan, we'll multiply our cows and we'll bring real prosperity. So everyone agreed, okay. Nanda Maharaj, you are our leader, so whatever you decide, we'll follow that. Okay, chalo bhai. Sab kuch saman leke chalo Govardhan. Indra puja ka koi zarurat nahi hai. So they took all the articles for worship to Govardhan. And they made a beautiful arrangements. They made one mountain of food. Annakoot, a mountain of annas, mountain of food. And they offered it to Govardhan. And then everyone saw that Govardhan assumed a form, a huge form, sitting there cross-legged, his head touching the sky, and he is eating the food. With his big hands, he is taking the food and eating it. And another Krishna there, small Krishna, with his arms on his waist, looking up, happily watching Govardhan eating the food. So he was, everyone just saw. One Krishna is eating, Krishna, Govardhan, Krishna, Govardhan became Krishna, and he's eating all the food. And another Krishna, little Krishna, is watching Govardhan eating that food. Then after Govardhan ate, and he belched. Belching after eating means now fully satisfied. So then everyone felt that now Govardhan is fully satisfied. So they offered the food, remnants of Govardhan after Govardhan puja to all the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, elderly Vaishnavas, and then they fed the children, then women took part. And in this way, after feeding everybody, they all went on Govardhan Parikrama. So when they completed the parikrama, then all of a sudden they saw there was a cloud coming from the Ishan cone, from the northeast side. And it looked like a small little black dot. And then it started to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they saw that it's a terrible storm that is coming with lightning. What actually happened? Indra was all prepared. Oh, now the gopas of Vrindavan are going to worship me. So he was all dressed up, ready to get the worship. And he was sitting and sitting and sitting, no worship. What happened? And then he found out that instead of offering worship to him, all these residents of Vrindavan, just listening to this seven-year-old boy, decided to worship Govardhan instead of me. So Indra became very angry. So he called the cloud of devastation, Sambartak, and said, go and destroy Govardhan. So being ordered by Indra, Sambartaka cloud accompanied by cyclone and tornado and all kinds of storms were rushing towards Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan just saw all of a sudden the sky in the east, northeast corner became dark, and then it prevailed the whole atmosphere and terrible rain started. So they went, and some of them thought that maybe actually it has been a mistake to agitate Indra in this way. Now he's going to kill us through this rain. And others thought that whatever Krishna does is perfect. No matter whatever happens to us, Krishna wanted us to worship Govardhan, and we must worship Govardhan. That's what we did. Anyway, so let's go and ask Krishna to protect us. So Krishna said, don't worry. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tam sarva probleme bho moksha ishami ma suchaha. So saying that, Krishna just lifted Govardhan. Just with one hand, Krishna lifted Govardhan on top of his little finger. And Krishna said, come, everyone come under under Govardhan. So they all ran inside. A cavity was created. Gopal Champu, the book by Jiva Goswami, gives a very nice description. When they came there, they found there was a staircase leading to the bottom of that cave. And there was a ramp for the animals to go down. And when they came down, they saw such a beautiful, huge hall with the floors made of most precious stones. The walls were made and studded by gems. Like such a beautiful place. So they all came and took shelter, and Krishna was holding Govardhan. So Indra told Vajra, Vidyut, lightning. Lightning, go and see what's happening to Vrindavan. And in a flash, lightning went back. Reported to Indra, my lord, everyone in Vrindavan has been taken care of. And Indra is very happy. Good. It's time that they learn a lesson. They become very arrogant. But then in the meantime, the wind went and reported to Indra, my lord, what lightning said is not correct. Eating all the food that was offered to you, Govardhan has become so strong, so powerful, that he started to fly in the sky. And all the residents of Vrindavan had taken shelter under that umbrella made by Govardhan. And Indra felt that, so nothing is happening. Okay, thunder. Yeah, he actually thought that there used to be a mountain called Mainak. And that mountain used to fly. And it would land at all kind of places and kill so many people and destroy so many cities just by landing wherever he wanted. So I cut its wings. And since then, Mainak cannot fly. Now, is it that it has grown the wings again and started to fly again? Anyway, so Indra called thunder. You go and destroy Govardhan. So thunder came and started to strike incessantly. But nothing happened to Govardhan because Krishna was holding Govardhan. All the effort of thunders was absorbed by Krishna. So Indra saw that Sambhat, the cloud, couldn't do anything. Now thunder is not able to do anything. What's the matter? What's happening? So he went to Brihaspati and asked, Gurudev, this is what happened. Can you tell me why is that? I wanted to teach them a lesson and I did send Samvartaka cloud. But I couldn't do anything. Although that cloud of devastation went and flooded the whole of Vrindavan, but this mountain just went up in the sky and everyone took shelter and totally unaffected by my rain and storm. Then Brihaspati said, Indra, you made a big mistake. The personality that apparently a 7-year-old boy who you wanted to defy his authority, he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now hearing that, Indra started to shake like a dry leaf in a storm. Oh my God, what did I do? I offended Narayan. And I wanted to destroy his people, his associate, his dham. Gurudev, Gurudev, what will happen? Please save me. So Brihaspati said, Indra, the only way out of that is that you don't go to Krishna first. Take Surabhi. And seeing Surabhi, Krishna will become pacified. And then you approach him, not before that. Because if you do that, then probably I won't be able to see your face again tomorrow. So Indra then went to Surabhi and said, Mother, can you please come with me? Krishna has become very angry. Can you please pacify him? Surabhi said, Chalo beta, main chalte. Come, I'll go. So Surabhi and Indra, holding on to Surabhi's tail, hiding behind Surabhi, approached Krishna. And seeing Surabhi, Krishna became very pleased. And then Surabhi bathed Krishna with her milk. And when Krishna was pacified, then Indra came out. And Indra begged forgiveness for this offense. So this is how Govardhan pastimes was enacted. Govardhan. Remember, Radharani told Krishna, when Krishna was approached by Brahma and other demigods with Mother Earth to rectify the situation of the Earth planet. And then Krishna assured that, okay, I'll come, I'll take birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and let all of you come as my associates at that time, and we'll take care of the demons. So at that time, what happened to Radharani? Radharani was about to faint out of anxiety, out of the imminent possibility of Krishna's leaving her. So then Krishna consoled her, "Radhe, don't worry. You'll also come with me in this pastime." Radharani said, "I don't want to go to some place where there is no Vrindavan, no Kalindi, no Govardhan." So Krishna said, "Okay, I'll send a part of this Vrindavan there, and Kalindi will go, Govardhan will go there." So being ordered by Krishna, Govardhan came as the son of a mountain in Shalmali Dweep called Drona. There are, this is actually, Earth planet is one island surrounded by saltwater ocean. Then there is another island surrounded by sugar water, Ikshu. And so it was in Shalmali Deep that Govardhan appeared. In the center of Shalmali Deep, there is a mountain called Drona Mountain. So Govardhan appeared as the son of Drona. And very, very beautiful son. The father was very happy to have a son like that. But one day, Pulastha Rishi came there. Pulastha is the son of Brahma. Brahma created 10 Manasa Putras, and of them, Pulastha is one. Pulastha, Pulaha, Kratu, Angira, Marichi. And so Pulastha was on his travel to pilgrimage. He came to Shalmali Deep, and he saw this Govardhan mountain. And he was very happy to see that. And he thought that in my place, in Varanasi, although it's a very holy place and the place of Lord Shiva, but there is no mountain. So let me take this mountain to Shalmali Dweep. And where? In this beautiful atmosphere of this mountain, which is full of flowers and fruits and birds and beautiful animals, I will meditate upon my Lord, Lord Shiva. So he approached Drona and said, "Please give me your son to me. I'll take him to Varanasi, and I will use this beautiful atmosphere that your son creates in order to meditate and worship Lord Shiva." So Drona is in dilemma. The son is so dear to him. He was thinking, "How can I separate from this son of mine? But this sage is asking me, and if I don't, and if he gets angry and if he curses me, then I'll be in trouble." So he agreed, "Okay, please take him." And he called Govardhan and said, "See, this sage wants to take you to the earth planet, Jambudvip. There is a holy place called Varanasi where Lord Shiva exists eternally. So he wants to take you there so that he can meditate at that holy place. So Govardhan asked, but how will he carry me there? Pulastya said, don't worry. I will carry you in my hand. Oh, that's very nice. But I have one condition. You have to take me non-stop. If you stop anywhere, then I'll just settle down and not move from there. So Pulastya said, fine. So then he came on Pulastya's hand, and Pulastya is now carrying Govardhan. And when they were flying above Vrindavan, Govardhan remembered, my Lord will come very soon. So, am I going to miss out on all his pastimes? No way. I am just going to settle here. And he started to increase his weight. He became so heavy that Pulastya could not carry him anymore. So he placed the mountain there. And he went. He thought that it's an opportunity to take bath. I came to a holy place. So he took a bath in the river. And then as he came out to pick up Govardhan, Govardhan won't lift. He won't be able to lift Govardhan. Oh, child, don't be so naughty. Come on my hand. Oh, sir, don't forget the condition that you said that you will carry me in your hand all the way to Varanasi. But I told if you stop anywhere, then I won't move from there. So, I'm not moving from here. You, please, don't make any effort to lift me. So this is how Govardhan came to Vrindavan. And Pulastya Rishi became so upset with Govardhan. He cursed him that every day he will reduce by the size of a sesame seed, a teal. And that's why Govardhan is shrinking, reducing in size. Which, even 5,000 years ago, it was such a huge mountain. Today it has become practically non-existent. And in this way, Govardhan is reducing in size. Another beautiful anecdote about Govardhan. When Lord Ramchandra was building the bridge across the ocean, Hanuman and other monkeys were collecting big, big boulders and mountain peaks and carrying onto the ocean and throwing it, saying Jai Ram. And all the stones and mountain tops started to float. That's how the bridge was built. So then gradually Hanuman came to Govardhan. And he was about to pick up Govardhan and take him to the Kanyakumari or southern tip of India, to where the bridge was being built. But at that time there was an announcement. He was just about to pick up Govardhan, take him there. And the announcement was made, okay, no more need for any more stones and boulders. The bridge is complete. So Govardhan became very upset. He started to cry. I was just about to be engaged in the service of the Lord, but I have been deprived. So then the Lord assured him, Govardhan, don't worry. In Dwapar Yuga I'll come and I will play on your groves, on your caves, and most of my pastimes will be centered around you. That's how Govardhan was blessed by the Lord. So, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, any question? Yeah, two questions are there from the morning. Three questions. This one is, whose question is this? Chitta something? Okay, Chitta Hari. Where is he? Chitta Hari? Okay. So, Pranam Guru Maharaj, as we are hearing the pastimes of Krishna to develop our attachment to Krishna, but I feel that due to my attachment to sense gratification or desire for name and fame, I am unable to develop attraction to Krishna. Please guide how to get rid of these desires as soon as possible. Okay, so although he is not here, so the answer to that question is that the process has been given how to develop attachment to Krishna. Now you have to follow it. Practice the process. Keep on hearing Krishna Katha. Keep on reading Prabhupada's books. That is how you will develop your attachment to Krishna. At least that much is needed from you, that you have to make some effort to get the result. Ballab Chaitanya Prabhuji, oh yeah, okay, Ballab Chaitanya. You mentioned in your talk that we should not do things for our own profit, distinction, and adoration. Sometimes when you do seva and nobody acknowledges it, neither anybody said ill, okay. Is it wrong to expect that somebody acknowledges for encouragement? Yes, you see, there are different stages. At the early stage, our tendency will be to have some recognition of our service. And when somebody gives recognition, we become inspired. But as we make advancement, then we become free from those tendency of getting appreciation and acknowledgement. At the highest stage of devotional service, it doesn't matter whether somebody recognizes or not. We continue to serve Krishna. And that will happen simply due to our love for Krishna. Just does the mother take care of the child because somebody appreciates her service to the child? No. Whether somebody appreciates or not, the mother will continue to serve the child. Right? Why? Because of her love for the child. Similarly, when we render our service due to our love for Krishna, then we don't care for anything external, like recognition or not. Okay, does it answer your question? Yeah. Thank you. Okay, next question, no name. You told Murti and Vigraha are different. So the difference is all about bhava. Bhava of a devotee, something else or something else. Please clarify. No. It is not depending upon the devotee's bhava. It is Krishna who manifested himself in the Vigraha form. It's Krishna himself manifested. It's not that it is Murti, but the devotee's bhava will make it Vigraha. No. An example. A post box. Is the post box there to carry all the letters to the post office? Or is it the man's bhava that if I think it's a post box, then the letter will go. If I don't think it's a post box, then the letter won't go. Is it? No. The post box has been assigned by the postal authority. And that is why it is serving the purpose of carrying the letters to the post office. If you put a box like that, paint it in red and make it look like a post box, will it carry the letters to the post office? No. Similarly, it is Krishna that manifested himself in the form of his Vigraha. It is not up to somebody's recognizing it as a Vigraha that it is becoming a Vigraha. Is that all right? The questionnaire with no name? Okay. Jagat Jivan Das. Where is Jagat Jivan? Okay. Hare Krishna Maharaj Ji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much for showering nectar. Question one. It is said Krishna was more unhappy from Brahma due to Brahma Mohan Leela, as he separated cowherd boys, than in Deva. But we can see Indra gave more distress to Brajavasis. How can understand this? I don't understand your question. What's the question? He said Krishna is more unhappy from Brahma. Do you mean Krishna was more unhappy than Brahma? Or Krishna became unhappy because of Brahma's attitude, due to Brahma Mohan Leela, as it separated cowherd boys?
Maharaj, it is said that as Brahma separated the cowherd boys, so Krishna was more unhappy than compared to Indra, because Indra brought all Brajavasis together below the Govardhan. So,
I don't understand all these intricacies. Where did you get it from?
Some of the lecture I heard.
Which lecture?
I need to check.
What's that?
I'll check. ISKCON devotees.
Krishna was more unhappy with Brahma than with Indra, because Brahma separated the cowherd boys from him and Indra brought them together. I mean, don't get into all that, you know. Just stick to Srila Prabhupada's simple instructions. Whether Krishna became more Hana, but that's not up to us to decide. I mean, which was more offensive in that way? Trying to destroy the Brajavasis? At least Brahma was trying to find out who in Krishna is. Anyway, as I said, I am not into all these intricate speculations. Don't get into that. That will be my advice. Question 2. Did ever Brahmaji... did ever Brahmaji was involved in stealing...
No, butter. It's Balaram.
Balaram. Yes, Balaram was involved. Yeah, also in stealing butter. Shimantini Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda got the chance to brought up Krishna. No, not to bring up Krishna. Not brought up Krishna, to bring up Krishna. By doing highest austerity in previous birth, austerity for Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, we see that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda used to worship Indra and Mata Katayani. My question is, how the contrast was present that time? Actually, in Krishna's pastimes, it is. Krishna is enacting the pastimes and they are playing their respective roles. But actually, in the previous life, Drona and Dhara, they performed austerities and became Mother Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda. They did not worship Katayani to get this favor from Krishna. Similarly, the gopis didn't get the favor because they worshipped Katayani. But it was their attachment to Krishna that brought them to this. Sometimes we'll discuss about the gopis, how they got the good fortune of becoming gopis. You get the point? I think your question is, they're worshipping Katayani, they're worshipping... they are worshipping Indra. That part is a pastime part. But their attachment to Krishna, they develop by their attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? You get it? So the point is, there is no need to worship different demigods. Right? Just worship Krishna. And that will give you the opportunity to develop your relationship with Krishna. Next one is Kishori Devi Dasi. She is not here. Okay. Alag alag tarah ke asur aaye Krishna ko maarne. उन्होंने भगवान के बारे में श्रवण कीर्तन भी नहीं किया था फिर भी भगवान ने उन पर कृपा करके एक झटके से उनका वध कर दिया मेरे हृदय में भी अलग अलग तरह के असुर के रूप में अनर्थाए हैं अनर्थाज हैं मैं काफी समय में श्रवण कीर्तन कर नहीं हूँ फिर भी भगवान कृपा दिखाने में समय क्यों लगा रहे हैं उनको बध करने में उनका बध करने में मेरा श्रवण गलत हो रहा है देखो भगवान क्या करेंगे अपने मर्जी के अनुसार करेंगे ऐसा भगवान क्यों नहीं कर रहे हैं मैं इतना श्रवण कीर्तन कर रहा हूँ भगवान क्यों असुरों को नहीं मार रहे हैं तो इस सिलसिले में ये समझना होगा हमारा समय मिनट के आधार पर घंटों के आधार पर होता है और भगवान के समय इटर्निटी के आधार पर होते हैं, तो भगवान काम करने में थोड़ा कुछ समय ले सकते हैं। मंजू क्वीती, हु इज दैट? ओके, আমার একটা প্রশ্ন লিখছিলে, আমি অতি দীনহীন, কিছু জানি না, তবুও বলছি, বাড়িতে একা ভক্তিপথে এলে অন্য কেউ আসতে চায় না, তাদের জন্য কি ব্যবস্থা আছে দয়া করে বলবেন। ওদের ভালো করে প্রসাদ খাইও। দশবিধা নাম অপরাধের 5 নম্বর প্রশ্ন বুঝতে পারছি না, ভগবানের নামে অর্থবাদ আরোপ করা, কৃপা করে যদি বলেন। অর্থবাদ মানে ভগবানের নাম, ভগবানের নাম হচ্ছে ভগবান স্বয়ং, তাই না? এখন ভগবান এছাড়া ভগবানের নামকে ভগবান রূপে না জেনে, না মেনে যদি অন্য কোনোভাবে তার অর্থ গ্রহণ করা হয় সেটাকে বলা হয় অর্থবাদ। অপরাজিতা রাধা দেবী দাসী, ওয়ের ইজ অপরাজিতা রাধা? ওকে গুরু মহারাজ, মাই কোয়েশ্চেন ইজ ফ্রম আফটারনুন ক্লাস, উই আর হ্যাভিং রাধা কৃষ্ণ ডেটিজ অ্যাট আওয়ার হোম ফ্রম লাস্ট 10 ইয়ার্স, উই আর আনএবল টু সার্ভ দেম প্রপারলি ডিউরিং ফেস্টিভ্যাল টাইমস and also during Ekadasi, it is not practically positive for us offer grains, so we offer Ekadasi items. So Guru Maharaj, please, can you guide us that what we should do now to present ourselves from committing any more offense? Well, I don't know what to say. Because when you install the deities, did you ask me? You didn't ask me. On your own, you install the deities. Now you figure out, since you independently decided to install the deities, you figure out how you're going to serve the deities. Nilachal Chandra Das, Raiganj. Who is Nilachal Chandra Das? হরে কৃষ্ণ পরমারাধ্য গুরু মহারাজ, আমার বিনম্র প্রণাম করবেন। আপনি বলছেন ভগবানের প্রসাদ অত্যন্ত শ্রদ্ধার সহিত গ্রহণ করা উচিত, কিন্তু আমি যে সমস্ত প্রসাদ ভালো করে রান্না হয়েছে এবং সুস্বাদু, সেই সমস্ত প্রসাদ ভালো লাগে, আর যে প্রসাদগুলো ভালো স্বাদের হয়নি আমি খেতে চাই না, অনেক সময় ফেলে দিই। সেই ক্ষেত্রে আমার করণীয় কি? করণীয় হচ্ছে প্রথমে একটু চেখে দেখো, যদি ভালো লাগে তখন নিও, ভালো না লাগলে নিও না, পাতে নিয়ে ফেলে রেখো না, ঠিক আছে? বিবেক ধুমাল, হু ইজ বিবেক ধুমাল? ওকে, হরে কৃষ্ণ গুরু মহারাজ জি, ধন্যবাদ প্রণাম। জব বৈষ্ণব কে সাথ মন্দির মে রহতে হ্যাঁ তো কৃষ্ণ ভাবনা মে রহনে রহতে হ্যাঁ, পর জব ভৌতিক জগত মে কাম কাজ করতে করতে হ্যাঁ তো কৃষ্ণ ভাবনা সে হাম হট যাতে হ্যাঁ, শায়দ উসি কৃষ্ণ ভাবনা মে রহনে কে লিয়ে ক্যা করনা আবশ্যক হ্যাঁ। জিতনে তক আপ ভগবান কো ইয়াদ কর সকতে হ্যাঁ, ভগবান কো সেবা কর সকতে হ্যাঁ, ভগবান কো ইয়াদ কর সকতে হ্যাঁ, করতে রহিয়ে। বাহার আগর সম্ভব নেই হোতা হ্যাঁ ওহাঁ কে বাতাবরণ কে কারণ, তো কম সে কম ঘর আকে ইয়ে কৃষ্ণবন কীর্তন আদি করনা চাহিয়ে, ঠিক হ্যাঁ? শ্যাম বিহারী দাস, Vaishyam Vihari. Guru Maharaj, how should we worship Govardhan? Krishna himself or devotee of Krishna? Govardhan is non-different from Krishna. Again, Govardhan is Haridas Bharja, the best of the devotees. Best of the Haridas or devotees, servants of Krishna. So, Krishna, we have to see Govardhan as non-different from Krishna and also as the best devotee of Krishna. Right? So, in that mood, worship Govardhan. Best is when you're worshipping, worship him as Krishna himself. With the understanding that Krishna himself became Govardhan. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.